Hey guys, welcome to the assignment explanation audio for chapter 12. Let's go ahead and jump straight into it. So part one says, define speed, agility, and quickness. All right, pretty easy. So on page 290, speed is going to be defined as the ability to move in one direction as fast as possible. So like a straight line running would be an example. Agility is going to be defined as the ability to change direction quickly while maintaining proper posture and technique. So yeah, once again, agility is going to be something like cutting to the right or to the left quickly while maintaining proper posture, something like an NFL running back may have to do to avoid being tackled. And then quickness is going to be defined as basically a short reaction time to a stimulus, or the speed at which you can react to a stimulus. The example I always give is like a boxer is about to be hit in the face, so he has to move. He reacts to that stimulus by contracting muscles to get him out of the way of that punch. That is considered quickness. All right, part two. Why should youth populations use SAQ, or speed, agility, and quickness, as their primary source of exercise? So page 292 talks a little bit about youth and SAQ, and specifically, it's gonna be a great way for youth to provide a variety of exposures to different physiologic, neuromuscular, and biomechanical demands, resulting in further development of physical ability. So what it really does is it mimics play. You're running, you're jumping, you're cutting, you're basically trying to do controlled, skilled drills that allow the nervous system and muscular system to communicate to effectively move the child, we'll say, or the youth. All right, pretty easy there. Resistance training in youth is maybe not as widely accepted. So that speed, agility, quickness, you know, in the 5, 6, 7 to 12 years old-ish prepubescent is going to be really important for that population especially. All right, part three says to attempt each exercise and practice to be able to make sure you could take your clients through an effective speed, agility, and quickness workout. No real answer there, so I definitely want you guys to get experience with taking someone through a workout. So you need to know how to do the specific drills in order to make sure that you can take someone else through appropriate drills with proper posture, with proper technique, with proper skill, and also so that you can demonstrate it effectively for them. All right, that is going to be it for chapter 12. Go ahead and complete the quiz below, and we look forward to seeing you next chapter. Cheers.